What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I am thoroughly entertained. Let's welcome in, brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
All right, what say you, buddy? I've been waiting since Saturday night, and I got you right where I want you. You going to start kissing ass? You going to start apologizing? What you going to do, Daryl? You going to double down? You can always double down if you want. Do that.
There's a first for everything. That was the first time he looked like an NFL quarterback wearing a Browns uniform.
Daryl's doubling down, everybody.
Nice change of pace. Not going to lie, it was good to see.
Oh, boy.
It was good to see.
Nice.
Darryl Pick Ryder. Six wasn't great. Fumble wasn't great, but the rest of it was pretty good, especially on third down. I got to give credit where credit is due.
I didn't like the pick six either, but I didn't. I go, you got Blake Whitehart basically standing right next to Deontay Johnson, and neither guy knew what the hell to do when the ball came there. So I'm like, well, somebody's got to catch it. I just don't think they should have been standing next to each other. And so we got to have a discussion about spacing here today. Not you and me, but they do. So other than that, yeah, I thought he was pretty good. And I'm going, oh, boy. And I'm telling you right now, man, I was at Streetsboro City Park on Saturday. And I had people coming up, hand to God, if I'm lying, I'm dying, and I ain't dead yet. People coming up to me saying, what are you going to say to Daryl on Monday? I got something special for Daryl's ass on Monday. I'll tell you that right now. Go ahead, Daryl.
Glad to be an entertainer.
You are. You are an entertaining fella.
Well, what do you have as a takeaway from the Gabriel experience? Because, you know, people were going after you on social media. I'm like, it wasn't just Daryl. Basically, everybody said... Dylan Gabriel, that's been covering the Browns a long time, said that was as bad as a pre, you know, training camp performance as you could see. Not just one day. We're talking about everything in totality.
Right.
So I did make the case Friday. I'm like, well, he could also have a good game. I mean, guy was really good in college and stepped up on the biggest stages in college against some of the biggest teams. It's not like he didn't have it in him. So what was your overall takeaway?
Well, my overall takeaway was that he operated the offense exactly the way Kevin Stefanski designed it to be operated. There was a lot of dink and dunk down the field. It's not like he was unloading 50-yard bombs down the field. That just wasn't happening. But he was very efficient. That opening drive was a thing of beauty to watch, the way he marched them right down the field, and they put 7 points on the board, which is what you want to open a game. And again, I think Kevin Stefanski, if only they could end games after the opening drives, the Browns might have a couple of Vince Lombardi trophies in the case. But I'm giving Dylan Gabriel credit where credit is due. He played well outside of two plays the other night. So give him credit for that. I thought he played extremely well on third down, which is not something we're used to seeing here in Cleveland. Quarterbacks converting on third down. He converted, I think, five of those. He's not going to win the starting job. That's going to be Joe Flacco. But I have to give him credit because my takeaway from that game is, where has that guy been all offseason? Because that's not the guy I've been watching at practice. So maybe he's a game quarterback and he's not a practice quarterback. But Browns fans should probably feel a little more relaxed after seeing what they did Saturday.
Well,
I don't
make me feel any better there, Daryl. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers. It don't make me feel better. Let me tell you this: the reason it doesn't make me feel any better is because Daryl, if he's a game quarterback, I didn't take him at all, but they didn't take him because he's a game quarterback. Like, they liked his smarts, whiteboard, all this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, that's not a gamer. A gamer is a guy who's like, you can't reach him during practice, and they're confused. It's like, well, he's a hell of an athlete. We're going to put him on the field, and we're going to see it. And then he just lights it up.
Right.
And I don't get that with Dylan Gabriel. So I guess during the regular season at some point, because he ain't going to get cut, I guess during the regular season we're going to see the difference between preseason coverage and regular season coverage when he does get a chance to play.
100%. And same thing goes for Shedeur Sanders as well.
Of course.
I am convinced we will see Dillon Gabriel start games for the Browns this season. Why? Well, Jimmy Haslam made that very clear a couple of weeks ago when he said Kevin Stefanski understands the assignment this year. They got to see the rookies and see what they can do. And from my standpoint, if we're seeing the rookies and trying to see what they can do at some point this season, well, we all know how things have gone, right? And that means not very well. So if we don't see the rookies, then that means things are going well. And I anticipate we'll see Dillon Gabriel at some point. We'll see if he can do it against a number one defense. We'll see how he handles the pressure. Does he handle it as well as he did Saturday afternoon? Is he able to continue to get the ball out on time? But what I'd like to see is the next time he takes the field, which will probably be this weekend against the Rams, I want to see some shots deep down the field. I want to see some shots 25 yards plus down the field and see what that looks like. Because I do feel like that, you know, he played intelligently. He took what he was being given out there, and he got the ball out quickly. He, operated the offense efficiently. There weren't any hiccups in that regard. So, I give the young man the credit where it's due, but that is not the quarterback I had been watching all offseason and through training camp. So, hopefully what we saw Saturday is a sign of good things to come from Dillon Gabriel.
So what does your depth chart look like?
Well, my depth chart's pretty much unchanged. I still think that it's Joe Flacco who will be named the starting quarterback either tomorrow or later this week. I have Kenny Pickett as the number two, Dillon Gabriel number three, Shedeur Sanders firmly entrenched in that number four spot.
So the Kenny Pickett part of this is where we move to next. We're joined by Daryl Ryder right now, our Browns beat reporter. So they're hopeful, at least Stefanski used the term hopeful, that Pickett will be able to go this week. But what are we doing with him if that's just not going to be the reality?
Well, look, I think that, they're going to need all four of these quarterbacks this year. I think that's the reality. There are folks that believe that Kenny Pickett.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All of a sudden now is expendable because of the way Shedeur Sanders and Dillon Gabriel played in their preseason debuts. And let's have some context here. They weren't going against starting defenses, all right? It's preseason football. We've had many Super Bowl champion preseason players, okay, come through here, including quarterbacks. So, like, let's not get too carried away here. Let's give them credit. They both played well, but also there were some red flags for both guys, and you know, that's certainly understandable. They're, you know, new to the NFL. But, you know, I don't think that Kenny Pickett's expendable. I really don't. I mean, the Browns, on average, and I'm not being a smart aleck here, this is real. On average, the Cleveland Browns need no less than three quarterbacks to get through a regular season. Okay?
I'll take the over.
In recent years, they've needed four and five to get through the schedule. So I don't feel like Kenny Pickett is expendable. I don't think that that is a luxury that all of a sudden the Browns have just because we got to see some positive results from a couple of mid to late round quarterback draft picks.
I mean, I'm taking the over because we have six here in training camp if you count Deshaun Watson.
Well, I mentioned on my show yesterday, I'm not ruling out Deshaun either. I mean, the way things go for this franchise, I don't know necessarily if they want to put him on the field this year, but the way things go with this franchise, circumstances might dictate that they have to put him on the field at some point come December. So I think you guys asked me on Friday about that, and I said, never say never. These are the Browns. Never say never when it comes to Deshaun Watson putting on that uniform again and playing football here in Cleveland.
But Darryl, just in general, seeing what they did to the Eagles, I know it's a preseason game, 331 yards to 88, not to mention the fact that they more than held their own in joint practice. Do you think there should be some good takeaways, some feel-good vibes coming out of this experience this week?
Yeah, I do. They went in to Philadelphia against the defending Super Bowl champs and, quite frankly, held their own. And we've talked about this. These joint practices historically have foreshadowed what was to come in the regular season, both positively and negatively. I mean, especially last year, when Vikings came in here and slapped the Browns around for a couple of days. Deshaun Watson looked completely lost. The offensive line couldn't even line up properly. So, and then what happened, right? Deshaun Watson looked lost in the regular season. The offensive line could never line up properly. Like, it tends to telegraph things to come. So the fact that, Joe Flacco played well in like the 2 minute and was able to, throw some touchdown passes. The fact that the defensive line looks so incredibly dominant and going against the Eagles' offensive line, which I would argue is one of the better offensive lines in the National Football League, like those are massive, massive wins and positives for the Browns. And I got to be honest with you, makes me feel a little more optimistic about the season to come. And maybe this team is going to be a little better than people like myself, the entertainers, are giving them credit for or projecting them to be.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. All right, Daryl, with some other... Well, so did you think the original comments by Dylan, just to make sure, you didn't think they were about Shedeur Sanders?
Oh, absolutely not. I totally...
Oh, amazing, Lima. Amazing.
I absolutely thought that those comments were directed at people like me who have been critical of Dylan. And no, I did not. And so watch the game at the studio Saturday, sitting in the newsroom, I got shown the quote because the quote is what went out. I said, I need to see the video. I need to see the question that's asked because anyone can parse a quote and make it be whatever you want it to be. And I really felt like that some national accounts really did Dylan Gabriel dirty. And I defended Dylan yesterday on my show. Ooh. I think they did him dirty to trying to make it sound like he was taking a shot at Shedeur Sanders when absolutely the context was not included and it was not a shot. And then he came out after the game and explained to the folks in the room, you guys are the entertainers. I'm the competitor. And I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know that we're all entertainers, and especially folks that cover the Browns day to day. Some of us do a little bit of both, like myself, but I did not. Once I saw the complete video with Aditi's question, I did not believe that was Shedeur Sanders catching a stray from Dylan at all.
All right, Daryl, there is other news, and I've been teasing this all morning for you, so I have to ask you. Jordan Schultz says Browns are interested in Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Is there any chance at all the Browns do trade for Trey Hendrickson?
Dylan Gabriel will be holding up the Vince Lombardi trophy as the starting quarterback and Super Bowl MVP for the Cleveland Browns before Trey Hendrickson is a Cleveland Brown.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. The Browns and Megals never do business. I mean, there was the one instance where, thankfully someone pulled the plug on the fax machine, right, a couple years ago to make sure the trade didn't go through. But, like, Browns and Bengals don't do business. If the reporting is accurate, which I have no reason to believe otherwise, because the Bengals want out there what they want in return for Hendrickson. Okay, so what are you giving up to get him? You can't trade Myles Garrett. You just got a new contract. Salary cap pick. Denzel Ward really is the only other quote-unquote impact player that I think the Bengals would even consider. I'm guessing you'd have to give up both your first-round picks next year. So, okay, great. You'd have Trey Hendrickson here, but you still have – you're in the same boat. You are going nowhere until you find a franchise quarterback. Right now, the Browns have the ammunition to potentially put themselves in a position to find that. But, I don't see Trey Hendrickson having much of a shot to become a Cleveland Brown, no matter what Andrew Berry offers the Bengals. Because, again, these two franchises, they do not conduct business together.
Daryl, thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you Friday.
You betcha, guys. Keep entertaining the folks.
Listen to Daryl taking his medicine like a man. How about that?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.